Perfect Storm. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of the show. Welcome, Outcast. Have you gotten your jab yet? No? Naughty listener. Have you gotten your extra graphene booster? No? Naughty, naughty, bad listener. Head over to the website, MorningstarsTale.com. MorningstarsTale.com. You'll find tonight's monologue, which is entitled Reverse Engineering Man's DNA with Injections and CERN. The following is conjecture. Spiritual discernment is advised. 33 years ago, the Human Genome Project was established to create an understanding of man's collective genes and create a blueprint of the human genome. I believe the name of God is written on each human gene. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16 says, "This is the new covenant I will make with my people on that day, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds." Being made in God's image literally means God's written his DNA. It's inscribed in our DNA. The purpose of the injection is to hijack the DNA and remove the name of God from it, enabling Satan to make it into his own image. Once man is no longer made in God's image, the choice of redemption is negated. Transhumanism is the pagan religion of merging man with machine and achieving eternal life without the intervention of God. Transhumanists don't acknowledge any deity, but believe they will become the gods once the era of human 1.0 comes to an end and the new age of unlimited superintelligence becomes a reality, thus giving man the capacity to upgrade himself at an incomprehensible rate. This is the advent of what they call the singularity, the moment of gnosis, or knowing, as it's referred to in the occult, the creation of a hybrid human 2.0. When Lucifer, the morning star, tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he offered the promise of godlike knowledge if they would only disobey the Ancient of Days and eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The same deception of knowledge promised is the contemporary lie of transhumanism. Only this time, instead of Adam and Eve's DNA being downgraded from the original triple helix DNA to a double helix DNA, Satan's objective this time is to remove the name of God from man's double helix DNA and replace it with his name, a reflection of the light bearer. When you consider this satanic brew of Hydra Vulgaris, a biological, immortal, sentient entity, aborted, immortalized baby stem cells, graphene oxide, and nanobots, and that's just what we know so far. Is there any doubt the Luciferian elite are conducting a worldwide satanic assault on the human DNA? This is what no one's talking about. The final goal of Satan is to kill God by reverse engineering the moment of creation and to build back better, order out of chaos. He plans on accomplishing this by using what is called the Large Hadron Collider to go back in time and destroy the Ancient of Days. I realize all of this sounds insane, like another episode of Black Mirror, and some of you have already heard about CERN, but in case we always do have new listeners, CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, it's a 17-mile tunnel circuit that contains 9,600 supermagnets propelling protons and ions just under the speed of light, producing 164,000 collisions per second, completing 11,245 circuits per second. It's a 17-mile track. Fully operational, the Large Hadron Collider is 100,000 times hotter than the sun. With the advent of the Large Hadron Collider, man has a rudimentary tool capable of opening an interdimensional portal into a parallel dimension. The Large Hadron Collider is the world's largest particle accelerator machine. It's located 300 feet under the surface of the Earth. CERN is basically attempting to tear the physical and spiritual veil created by God. In the occult, the God of the Bible is known as the Demiurge. They, the Luciferian elite, consider the Demiurge the other God, the lesser God, who separates the living from the dead. Integrated into this Large Hadron Collider is a quantum computer. We've also talked about Google and these crystals, which will be used to open a portal, these time crystals, to hidden dimensions with a computing power of 7 billion brains. The Large Hadron Collider, CERN, is attempting to go back in time and take apart the glue of creation. The statue of Shiva, Hindu god of destruction and transformer, stands above the LHC as an altar and spiritual portal. Lord Shiva is one of the primary deities of the Hindu trinity. Shiva destroys, Vishnu preserves, Brahma recreates. Order out of chaos, as above, so below. The Large Hadron Collider, its goal, to tear the veil that separates the abyss of hell below the earth and the fourth dimension of the second heaven. It was created to destroy time. Eliminating time prevents the eternal judgment of God. Hinduism is the great universal mind. Vishnu, the son of, well, he's identified as the reincarnation of the avatars. And this article goes on. And I think I'm going to stop there because it is a little bit too deep and way too dark. Do your own study. Head over to MorningstarsTale.com, and that's where you'll find the article, Reverse Engineering Man's DNA with Injections and CERN. I had a listener send me a couple of attachments a few hours ago talking about this idea of going back in time and destroying history. Do you know the new Superman movie, or actually the new Spider-Man movie that's coming out this year? Spider-Man encounters a man, allegedly, an entity, who has the capacity to go back in time and destroy it. And that is the wish of Spider-Man. So he asks this entity, please take me back in time and destroy the history of my life. And he does it. This is what they want to do. It sounds insane. But the Luciferian elite, the transhumanists, want to go back in time and kill God. The moment that Lucifer fell out of heaven, cut it right there. It's insane. But it's what they want to do. Also, while you're there, consider purchasing the book, Morningstar's Tale. It's the perfect gift for Halloween. The book is narrated by Lucifer. So why not celebrate the most holy satanic holiday, Halloween, by giving the book to one of your vax friends? Since they're already not talking to you, give them the book that will certainly offend them. It might even offend you. Head over to MorningstarsTale.com. There's a link for Amazon. New patent proposes digital surveillance to vaccinate people based on a social credit style score. This is from Reclaim the Net. Patent and trademark attorneys Fenster and Fenster recently had a U.S. patent approved for a technology that will surveil people via their digital activity, give them a score that defines the potential level of super spreading, and then vaccinate people based on the score. They're even going to take this social credit score and backdoor it with the vaccine. The patent proposes collecting a wide range of personal information on mobile devices, apps, social media, web browsing, payment records, medical records, employment, etc. It also suggests the highly specific personal information of sources such as your location, the length of time you spend with people at the locations you visit, the ventilation rate of the places and the people you visit. Images of people looking at the screen of their mobile phones, sounds from the microphones of personal devices, and facial recognition data. Right now in Australia, they'll send you a text and you have 10 minutes to send a photo of yourself to confirm you are where you say you are. Max Egan, who is pretty big in the alternative community, that is, the alternative news community, just left Australia. He's hanging out with the Dollar Vigilante, Jeff Berwick. He left the country. He said the police were emailing, reaching out to him, and his bank accounts were tampered with. He said he saw the writing on the wall, and apparently you've got 2 weeks to leave the country, or you can't, unless you're fully vexed. So he saw his opportunity. He's now living in Mexico. The patent proposes numerous potential surveillance applications for the data, which include detecting when people are using public transportation, geolocation, or that's geolocation, where you're at, or regular stop-start movements. It's pretty insidious. The patent was approved in August and follows governments around the world implementing increasingly far-reaching measures amid the COVID pandemic, such as vaccine passports aiming to exclude people from economic and social activity, apps that use geolocation and facial recognition to police quarantine. Dr. Evil predicts COVID vaccines, which are not, for kids 5 to 11 will be available in early November. Oh, please, Dr. Evil, hear my plea, Dr. Evil. Release the vaccine on Halloween. Nothing would be more fitting than for you, Dr. Evil, to release the bioweapon on Halloween, the most sacred satanic holiday. Come on, you can do it.
Screw your freedom.
Dr. Evil on Sunday said that Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine will be available for children 5 to 11, the same age group that has a 99.999999999% chance of recovery. No child has ever died from COVID in the United States. Yet they're going to dispense 28 million shots in the first 2 weeks, if they're lucky. If all goes well, says Dr. Evil, we get the regulatory approval. Well, of course you do. You own them. The CDC owns the FDA. Right? Wrong? Allegedly? Come on, Dr. Evil. He stressed it's important not to get ahead of the FDA. Yeah, sure. I'm sure they're going to stop the agenda.
Rain Man. Wapner at 4. Wet my pants. Uh-oh.
Check this out. Oh, my goodness. This headline. This is a headline. Ready? Restless anal syndrome is a variant of restless leg syndrome. The syndrome typically has four distinguishing features. Apparently, a man in Japan has what is known as restless anal syndrome from the COVID. His symptoms seem to worsen as time moves on. He says it improves somewhat with exercise, but worsens during the evening when he poops. Sounds like the name of a punk band. Ladies and gentlemen, restless anal syndrome. Unvaccinated tennis players can compete at Australian Open after quarantine. The difference between tennis players and basketball players and football players and tennis players are unique in that almost all of them are anti-vax, including the world's number one player. So, unvaccinated tennis players will be able to compete at the Australian Open after they quarantine themselves. None of them will be required to get the shot to compete. And the reason is if they didn't make that allowance, there would be no Australian Open, because as I said, pretty much all of them are anti-vax. Pfizer's CEO says company will produce 4
billion,
that's B, 4 billion COVID-19 doses in 2022. What if there's a cure? What if there's no COVID in 2022? What if, oh, I see. Oh, I get it. Global pressure on just a handful of companies producing the COVID jab was not the anticipated scenario in the fall of 2021, but a series of unfortunate events, including the failure of some vaccine companies, has resulted in Pfizer picking up the mantle. Pfizer's CEO, Albert Satan Brulia, told Yahoo Finance the company realized the need and they more than doubled their projected output for 2021. And I believe the alleged profit this year is $33 billion for Pfizer. 33. Get it? $33 billion? And according to Bloomberg, $66.6 million doses. Yeah. They're just playing. They're just playing. 4 billion doses. Assuming the government picks up the tab, let's say $40 per shot, that's $160 billion Pfizer is projected to reap in profit in 2022. Oh, I forgot. You got to make it and subtract that. Well, whatever that satanic serum brew costs, at about $40 a shot, 4 billion, you're looking at 160 billion. And the governments force you to take the product. It's the ultimate scam. I mean, this is better than Joel Osteen's church. And that's really tough to do. Joel Osteen doesn't have to pay any kind of property tax. He doesn't have to pay an income tax. And he uses the church as a front to sell his crappy books. But this may be a better scam. You develop a vaccine that the government forces its people to take, or they lose their job, they become an outcast, and you make $160 billion. I got to tell you, CEO Albert Satan Brulia, props to you. Happy Halloween. Florida Governor DeSantis recruits police officers from other states who will not get the jab. All of these police officers who are losing their jobs, like in Seattle, because they don't want to get the jab. Governor DeSantis in my state, right here, God's waiting room, is saying, yeah, give us a call. We're looking. And we'll pay you a $5,000 bonus. Chicago Mayor Lori Demon Lightfoot is at odds with the Fraternal Order of Police over her mandate for all city employees to report their vaccination status. Guess what, Lori? They're coming to Florida, and we welcome them. All police who refuse to get the jab, give Gov DeSantis a call. Once again, the book is called Morningstar's Tale. I'm sure I've never mentioned it on the program. And today I went and got my eyes examined. I figured I better get my tribulation prescription in line, because if I got to get a jab to get an eye exam, no bueno. So I can see clearly the tribulation which is upon us. The perfect storm.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you going to go? No one else is talking about this. I'm the last stop on the block. Stand with Kyrie. Mob of anti-vaxxers storm Barclays Center. He read, a mob of anti-vaxxers storm Brooklyn's Barclays Center Sunday as violence erupted at a rally to support Nets hoopster Kyrie Irving, who is refusing to receive the injection. Hundreds gathered outside the team's arena to support Irving, chanting no vaccine mandate and stand with Kyrie, before a breakaway group stormed the barricades. The footage shows security personnel trying in vain to hold back the crowd, but they quickly became overwhelmed as a handful of protesters broke through for the front door. The mob shouted, Nazi passports! Let Kyrie play. Don't tread on me. A number of the protesters were seen wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. Interesting bedfellows. Black Lives Matter is on the same page with a lot of anti-vaxxers. Good to see. Has Israel become the over-inoculated nation? when it comes to the COVID? Should people be forced to get a COVID-19 booster just for the privilege of entering Israel? The health ministry is requiring a third shot if you want to go through the airport. You got to show you've had three of them. That's going to help tourism. Policy presents a particular difficulty for those who were not vaccinated with Pfizer and for whom a booster might not be advisable or available. For example, for sheep who received two shots of Moderna, you're officially being told to get a Pfizer booster. To make it even more confusing, if you've only had two shots, you are now having your green pass taken away from you. In Israel, the green pass is their version of a vaccine passport. And if you had two shots, you could live your life again. But now you can't, because now they require three. And so over 2 million people who had the green pass had it taken away from them. You know, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. China to start vaccinating children age 3 and above. Looks like they're doing a good job of culling too. Children as young as 3 will start receiving the COVID-19 jab in China, where 76% of the population has been fully vaccinated. China becomes one of the very few countries in the world to start vaccinating children that young against the virus. Cuba, for one, has begun a vaccine drive for children as young as 2. The U.S. and many other European countries allow the jab 12 and above, but now they're going to open it up 5 to 11. Hill Dog insists it's imperative Boris Johnson mandates vaccine passports in UK. Failed US presidential candidate Hillary Hill Dog has called on British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to mandate the vaccines and force companies to fire employees who don't take the jab. Appearing on the BBC's Andrew Marr show on Sunday, Hill Dog advocated strongly for vaccine passports and even mandates, apparently to prevent another governmental lockdown in the UK. Said Hill Dog, "I do think it's imperative that the Prime Minister do what he can to stop the rise of COVID in the UK. He doesn't need to shut the society down. He does need blah, 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 blah." Hey, by the way, your husband just got out of the hospital. You might want to pick him up. Hillary, I've been waiting outside this damn hospital for 4 freaking days. And now I've got to find out you're in London. Who the hell's going to pick me up? I haven't got my jab. I mean, I got my jab. I mean, I got the saline. I haven't got the jab. You know what I'm trying to say. If you're not going to pick me up, Hillary, the hell with you. I'll just call Uber. Maybe get one of those nice Uber chicks to pick me up. Uber, Uber, Uber.
Austria threatens new lockdown for the unvaccinated.
No soup for you! Isn't that Arnold Schwarzenegger's country? Austria threatening to screw your freedom and a new lockdown on its citizens, but this time around, it will only apply to the girly men unvaccinated who have flaccid chests like little titties. You have like little titties because you don't work your chest and you got flaccid little boobies because you're a girly man. Screw your freedom, you big pussy. It's the perfect storm.
I kissed your lips and broke your heart. You were acting like it was the end of the world.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Said to Jesus, "What is truth?" It's really hard to find it. There's so much deception. A lot of the information that I bring you is conjecture. Even in the article I read, spiritual discretion is advised. I look in the mirror as a poor reflection like the rest of you. There are very few people that I will trust or even listen to, and especially in the Christian community. However, there is one guy. He's a pastor. His name is J.D. Farag. J.D. F-A-R-A-G. You can check out his website. Just type out J.D. F-A-R-A-G. He's a pastor in Hawaii. And unlike almost any pastor I've listened or watched, this guy is fearless when it comes to the vaccines, and he does his homework. He took a couple weeks off to see what the Lord wanted him to talk about. Basically, he was saying, do I keep going at the pace I'm going, back off, or really step on it? And he said the Lord told him, step on it. So this is completely unfiltered and fairly radical. It's a real talk. It's 20 facts about the COVID pandemic. Go ahead, Mike.
Real talk number one. This will end in the rapture of the church for those who are saved. And, sadly, this will end with the 7-year tribulation for those who are not. That's how this ends. Number two, this is, has always been, and will continue to be, a man-made and patented bioweapon that was engineered as chemical warfare. That's what this is. Number three, this is a satanic agenda behind a global genocide under the banner of population control that once reduced to a sustainable level, sustainable, will then enable sustainable controlling of the population. Population control for controlling the population. Number four, this so-called vaccine, it's not a vaccine, was not made for what we know as COVID-19. COVID-19 was made for this so-called vaccine. Number five, this so-called vaccine is causing the deaths of untold tens of thousands of people, and it's injuring countless more, some permanently. Number six, this demonic deception to vaccinate the entire population will ultimately connect everyone in the world who's left to a global digital system. Number seven, this system will be connected vis-a-vis a biometric ID using blockchain technology as a verification of vaccination. I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. This is not a verification of immunization. It is a verification of vaccination. That's their own words. This is not to verify that you've been immunized. No. This is to verify that you've been injected. Number eight. This verification of vaccination, in concert with one's compliance, will determine their social credit score in order to buy and sell. We're already seeing this, by the way, if you haven't noticed. Your compliance with getting this thing determines in this state, sadly, whether or not you can go into a restaurant and sit down and have dinner. Number nine, this social credit score system will determine what you have access to, specifically a supply of basic goods and services. It will be predicated upon that. Number 10. This demand for basic goods and services will come by way of a disrupted and eventually restricted supply chain, which, if you haven't noticed, is happening right now. It's that principle of supply demand. Increased supply decreased demand. Decreased supply, increased demand. That's why, according to one source, in California, a gallon of gasoline, $8. One gallon gasoline, $8. You probably already noticed when you go to the store that the prices are significantly higher. I actually did this in my time off because I have to do takeout. Sorry. I have to laugh because if I don't laugh, I'm going to cry again. And I know you don't like to see a grown man cry. It makes you uncomfortable, so I won't do that. So I had saved the menu from this particular establishment. It's not important which one it is. And it was about 2.5 years old, maybe 3 years old. And so I'm looking at him going, okay, yeah, I want this and this and this and this. What makes you even think that that's available? And oh, by the way, the prices on that menu? Nah. So then I went to their new menu, same establishment. I'm not exaggerating when I say this. Okay, I'm just going to say it. I love Mexican food. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. Enchilada. $15.95. Not anymore. $18.95. I mean, you do the math in terms of a percentage of increase, and that was one of the lower ones. And that presupposes that menu item is even available. I jokingly said to my family, I said, you know, I think that enchilada is stuck in a container on the Pacific. Sorry. You understand that 40% of all of the imports come in through the state of California. Last report, and you might want to verify this, 57 of those barges with tens of thousands of containers on them are sitting there in the ocean. Do you know why? Well, that's number 11. This disrupted supply chain is deliberate so as to totally complete the controlled demolition of the global economy. Number 12. This completed controlled demolition of the global economy will bring about the World Economic Forum's fourth industrial revolution. Artificial intelligence, merging man with machine. Number 13. This fourth industrial revolution, aka the Great Reset, will mean, and this is a quote, you will own nothing and be happy. Number 14. This Great Reset is actually a great delusion which will ultimately take place in the 7-year tribulation when it finds its ultimate fulfillment. Number 15. This great tribulation will be a time of unspeakable horror as prophesied in the book of Revelation chapters 6 through 19. Number 16. This unspeakable horror will include the beheading of those refusing the mark, the image, and the worship of the beast. Number 17. This yet future mark of the beast, image of the beast, and worship of the beast will doom those who take it for all eternity. Now, let me expound on this because I think there needs to be some clarification here. We get this a lot. I took it. I regret it. I wish I didn't. Am I still saved? Absolutely, you're still saved. Thank God that your salvation is not predicated upon this injection. Because if you're born again, you cannot be unborn again. If you're saved, you cannot be unsaved. Do you know why that is? Because if there's something that I could do to lose my salvation, that infers and implies that there's something that I have to do to keep my salvation. And where I come from, they call that works. That means I'm not saved by grace through faith. That means it's not the gift of God and not of works, lest anyone should boast. What that means then is, hey, you got saved? Sure hope you can hang on to it. Have a nice afternoon. That's not grace. That's not salvation. Romans 8, the Apostle Paul makes it very clear. Nothing can separate you from the love that God has for you. Neither height, nor depth, nor principality, nor powers of darkness, nor any created thing. Any created thing? You mean like a jab? Yeah. No. Now, okay, I got it, now what? I want to say this as lovingly as I possibly can. You need to pray and ask God for His mercy. And by all means, do not take another one. Because of what's in this thing. Do you know what's in this thing? This, well, cannot today. Number 18. This mark, image, and worship is now in place technologically and at the ready to be executed via Agenda 2030. Number 19. This Agenda 2030 is a goal to an agenda, just like it sounds. It's an agenda. They have an agenda. To transform the world with, this is just two of the many, reduced inequality. Aww. Sounds so loving, so. And sustainable, there's that word, sustainable cities and communities. You know, the ones where you own nothing and you're happy because we told you you're going to be happy. Number 20, lastly. This brave new transformed world will end in 7 years, at which time the world, every eye, will see the second coming of Jesus Christ. And us with Him, as His bride by His side.
His name is J.D. Farag. He is the pastor of a church in Hawaii. The only pastor I actually, quote-unquote, religiously follow. He live streams it on Sunday morning. So actually, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, 2 o'clock Central. But I highly recommend him. He's about the only guy that I'll listen to right now. And he, like I said, live streams a Bible prophecy show every Sunday. Go to J.D. Farag, F-A-R-A-G, J.D. Farag, The Perfect Storm.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sunset Grill. Watch the working girls go by. Watch the basket people walk around and mumble. Gaze out at the auburn sky. Maybe we'll leave come springtime. Meanwhile, have another beer. What would we do without all these jerks anyway? All our friends are here
down at the Sunset Grill. Down at the Sunset Grill. Down at the Sunset Grill. Down at the Sunset Grill.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.